What's up, guys? Travis Jones here, host of the Blaze Defender Comic Book Report. Guys, I want to welcome you to a brand new show that I'm doing called The Blazing Defenders Assemble. What I've done is I've got a group of guys, a rotating guest list that I've met through podcasting, comic cons, what have you. A bunch of like-minded guys that I think get along really, really well. I've got some big names in store for you coming on the show soon, too. This episode, I have Tony P. Henderson. I have TV's Casey from Bad Coyote Funky Podcast. You'll never forget that name again, right? But we have a great time. We talk everything from Batman to wrestling to the Black Widow movie to movie trailers to California, New York. I mean, everything that you can talk about, we talk about in this episode. We had a ton of fun doing it. I hope that's conveyed. I hope you have as much fun listening to it as we did recording it. But please stay tuned for more from the Blazing Defenders Assemble. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. You need to come along for the ride. Peace. Welcome, everybody. You shut your mouth, microphone man. You shut your damn mouth. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Blazing... Wait a minute. That's the wrong show.
What?
Welcome to the new show, guys. The Blazing Defender Assembles. I have assembled some of the best of the best. Hope you guys enjoy the new format, the new show. Very little structure. We're just going to shoot the shit about things you love. And with me today, you already know him. He's been on the show many, many a time. TV's Casey is with me today from the Bad Coyote Funky Podcast.
All right.
And I've got a guy that I've been trying to work with for a while now. We've done some live shows together, done some panels together. Hey, don't you be looking around. You know I'm looking right at you. Tony P. Henderson, everybody, give it up. Thank you guys for being on the show. So, what's been going on?
Well, how about that motherfucking Batmobile, huh?
Dude.
I know you've been dying to talk about it.
Oh, my God. I'm chomping at the bit to talk about Reeves, the Batmobile, the Batsuit. Well, first, Tony, are you a Batman guy?
I guess that's my answer. You can't come back with yeah, no. A lot. No, that's it. I'm in. I'm in on.
So is that how you're kind of feeling about everything you've seen so far?
Yeah, I haven't even been keeping it. I mean, I've seen it. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I just keep it moving.
Right.
I'm like, just get back to me when I can buy a ticket.
Right. Yeah. You know.
Now, I'll buy a ticket. I'd buy the ticket today. You know, absolutely. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm that casual about it.
Right.
You know,
I mean, you're not like me and Casey and I are like huge Batman fans.
Yeah.
Right, Casey?
I would say I'm a reasonably large Batman fan.
One to 10.
out of all time heroes, I'll give Batman a solid 7 out of 10.
Hmm. Okay. So you're semi yeah. with him.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I'm half chubbed for the Batman.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
Yeah. Batman. So what'd you think about the reveals?
Listen, suit looks pretty good. I think the gun chest plate thing is a little weird, a little edgy for me. You know, I it's my understanding in my consummate 20-something years of reading comic books that Batman tends to be a brooding character, but I never once thought for a moment he'd melt down and shape pieces of the gun that killed his parents to put on his chest.
Right.
It's a bridge too far. As for the car, I mean, cool car, not a Batmobile.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's kind of the problem. And Tony's a perfect example of, I think, a lot of people that are casual fans or whatever. Tony's like, I'm gonna buy a ticket. Like, I'm gonna get a ticket.
Oh yeah.
I may not go see it opening day. But I'm about to
go see it opening day. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. Yeah. So I think that a lot of people are seeing things and being like, yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, that's cool. Oh, is that Daredevil? Oh no, that's not Daredevil. Oh,
yeah.
Is that an episode of Supernatural? Oh no, that's the Batmobile. That's not Baby. That's okay.
Red was the wrong color to lead with.
Especially
when you don't show the ears.
On that shit. Red was the wrong color. You never showed the fucking ears.
Yeah.
You never showed the cape. I mean, the iconic parts of that suit, other than the emblem, which again was a little strange.
Yep.
I mean,
it's not shaped like a bat either. I could be like, okay, it's his parents' gun, whatever, but make it shaped like a bat. It's just wings.
I'm laughing at the chat. Someone in Twitch said, it's a dude that wanted to be Batman. Like, Batman exists. He's like, yo, I want to do that. So he tried to do it on his own.
Kinda right. Like yeah.
Great that, value.
That's a great. That's
it's
a great
ShopRite Batman.
Yeah.
America's choice.
But I feel like it's, you know, Reeves is going with he's new at this. This is the first iteration of the Batmobile. There will be others, more flashy, more Batmobiles that we're accustomed to seeing. Maybe the suit's probably going to change too. So it's early on. So I'm, you know, a lot of people give me shit. They're like, man, quit fucking hating, man. Quit fucking. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm giving you my fucking opinion. You know, like, that's my opinion. Go ahead,
guys. I was going to say, where this movie needs to step up where the other movies haven't is, like, truly embrace the ridiculous stuff that's in Batman, right? Like the Joel Schumacher movies are not great, but they hit kind of a tone with, like, stuff in Batman is fucking weird sometimes.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it was intentional, though. That was the problem with
Schumacher. I mean, look, your choice of...
That's correct.
You're probably right about that. But when your choice of villains is something like the Riddler, you're going to have him prancing about, you're going to have all the green projections and all kinds of weird traps and stuff, like, that's weird. Poison Ivy, pretty weird. It's a woman who controls plants, like Mr. Freeze, guy in a robot suit who, you know, has an ice gun. Like, all right. You know, when are we going to get a Batman movie that's got, like, Clayface, you know?
Right.
The special effects tech is there now.
Absolutely.
I could argue, you know, 20 years ago, in the year of our Lord 2000, you'd never get like a Clayface moving around like the way that we would expect him to in something
for sure.
Like, you know, the Arkham games or whatever. But, you know, give me that. Give me, like, I don't know, Killer Moth.
We're due up for a new Penguin. I'd like to see a new Penguin.
Oh, well, yeah? I think who they cast is, I mean, that I thought that was strange to me.
Wait, who'd they cast for Penguin? I don't know this.
Oh, you missed this?
Last I heard was Johnny Depp as
no Joker. No. Oh,
yeah. Man. Is that not happening? Is there a Penguin?
There is a Penguin for sure.
I'm in. Well, I already was gonna buy my ticket. So
it's Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell's a Penguin. What do you think about that?
Dig it.
Too handsome.
I gotta see how it's done.
You know? I agree. Totally agreed. Colin Farrell.
Is it like little penguins with missiles on their back like they had?
Batman Returns.
Let's hope not. I actually tried to watch that the other night and just couldn't do it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Dude, Batman Returns is the second best Batman movie.
Oh, my God.
We could dance around this as the day is long, but Mask of the Phantasm, number one. Batman Returns, number two.
Okay. So, guys, if you didn't know, that's what this show's about. We're gonna fucking go down every tangent, every fucking rabbit hole there is.
It's the Batman hour.
I'm diving headfirst in this best Batman shit. Okay. I hear you guys all the time say, you bring up the animated series. Animated series is hands down one of the best Batman mediums of all time.
Yep.
There's no argument about that. But when people say best movie, they're not talking about a goddamn cartoon. They're talking about live action.
It had a theatrical release.
I agree. I'm saying it is. I love The Mask of Phantasm. I fucking love it. I agree. It's one of the best Batman things out there that you can watch.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie. It is a movie, but it's still a cartoon. I separate them.
I
Tony,
see what you're saying. I
you see what
you're
I'm saying? Saying?
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I liked it a lot too, man. I remember digging it. I need to rewatch it, but.
For sure.
All right, but if somebody says.
But let's say best live action movie, just so there's no confusion.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? Well, what I want to throw at Travis is, if somebody says, who's the best Joker, what do you say?
Heath Ledger.
Okay. Like, didn't even consider Mark Hamill just for a second.
He's a voice actor.
Totally separated.
Totally separated.
Crazy.
Totally separated. Kevin Conroy. It, like, when I read Batman comics, Kevin Conroy's in my head.
All right, so if I said who's the best Batman?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. All right.
For sure. Okay. No doubt.
All right. But the animated... But
wait, hold on. What'd you say, Tony?
Are you being funny?
No. Fuck
that. I don't know, Travis. I don't think he's that sarcastic. Is he going? Are you doing a bit? I didn't think Travis did bits.
I do bits, but that ain't a bit. No. No. BVS is one of my favorite movies of all time. Yep, gross. I said it. Probably just lost a bunch of viewers, bunch of subscribers right there. That's fine. I die on that sword. I will die on that sword. Thank you, Neil. Neil Brandon said, I second Batfleck as the best Batman.
Okay, just so we're clear, no one's asking you to die on that sword. You're choosing to die on BVS.
Oh, no. I've never seen a movie, even the Star Wars movies,
okay,
that have been so hotly debated, and you've got fans that go to war over BVS and fans that want to burn it to the ground. Like, not even in Star Wars do I feel like these movies garner so much fucking hate.
Ooh, I don't know about that. Star Wars is fucking terrible now.
Oh, it's terrible. I totally agree. But, man, like, you know, because I'm one of those guys. I'm in the Church of Snyder Facebook groups and all that shit.
Of course.
And, yeah, Tony's like, ow. Fuck, man, what did I get myself?
What did I sign up for?
No, man. Hey,
hang out and just.
I've always said on my show, like what you like. Like what you like. Own it. Love it. I'll give you my opinion on it. Now, everything Casey's saying, I believe, is absolutely true. The Batman animated series is fucking amazing. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. But I do, in my mind, I separate, like, cartoons and live action, like Tony said. I guess for me, I don't separate it. It's already separated in my head. Like, when I think of best movies, the animated shit never comes up.
My silly self, because I almost said and I was like, wait, can we curse on this show? And it's a
absolutely not. Only the host.
Yeah, that's
only it. The host gets to.
I almost feel like I haven't cursed enough. Like, I don't want to get kicked off the show.
Yeah.
We're rude as hell in here.
Yo, your popularity bar's going down. I have an app on Streamlabs, and like, every time you like don't cuss, your shit goes further down. You're like, you're negative numbers right now, Tony. Just saying. No. I'm just kidding.
This is bull.
So what we'll do is we'll caveat from that. And so Tony, you're not a big Batman fan, but you're still gonna go see it on opening day.
Oh yeah. I gotta see it all, man. Like,
yeah. So you're gonna see Bloodshot Friday then.
All right, so
you're killing me, man.
I've been I'll be honest, you know, that a lot of people may not know me. I haven't been doing podcasts and shows a lot lately. I've been kind of taking a break, growing out this awesome beard.
Does look good, buddy. It's
pretty good. Learning how not to hit my mic when I move my hands. So in that time, I've been seeing somebody. So that means the movie schedule, it's like a, you know, like a partnership now. And I have to coordinate crap before I go to movies. So,
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. Bloodshot? What?
Oh, man. Okay, so.
I just saw, following your page, Travis, I just learned eventually, we're finally going to get New Mutants.
So, yes.
Wow. You have been gone a while.
Yes. Well,
to be fair, New Mutants has come and gone like four times.
Yes.
I just gave up on it. I was like,
but now it's probably happening for real, maybe.
No, we got a final trailer today. Casey, did you see the final trailer?
Oh, yeah. Soul Sword, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I think New Mutants has the potential to be a total game changer for comic book movies, period.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be completely botched, considering it was on the shelf and redone. And
absolutely not. And here's why.
Oh, Bloodshot. Yeah. Vin Diesel. Now that I remember, no, I will not be seeing that this week.
Gonna take a hard pass on that one.
You taking a hard pass on Bloodshot?
At first, I was confused. Like, I don't remember. I don't know what he's talking about. I now know what you're talking about. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Not gonna see that.
Why?
That'll be a rent at the house.
Are you serious? Why, Tony?
I saw a couple trailers. I wasn't, you know.
When his face is getting blown off, and then it was
cool. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It didn't look that good. It didn't look like.
Go to the movie. The character. Now I don't know. The movie could totally suck. I do like the trailers though, and I'm a huge fan of what Valiant Comics do. Like they're not the big two, and they're not Image. Yeah. They're smaller, but they have really great characters. They've had great talent at Valiant for a long time now. And Exo Manowar and Bloodshot, I think, are fantastic characters that are great for the big screen. And I like violent shit. And Bloodshot is uber violent, and it looks like the movie's going to be that way, too. I hope it's a good story, though. I don't just like violence for violence sake. I do.
I was like, don't, you know. Nothing, and there's nothing wrong with
checking
that.
My watch here. Man literally said he loves BVS, doesn't enjoy violence for violence sake.
No, then I changed it. I do enjoy violence for violence sake.
Oh, okay.
Right. I do, but it not a movie that's just fucking violent with a bunch of killing. I'm gonna like it, but it's not gonna ever be in my fucking top 10.
Gotcha.
You know, like I go to movies to be okay. Perfect example, Birds of Prey.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that yet either. I was actually about to say that.
Pretty solid movie.
You go check it out. I'm hearing good things. And it's like, I'll just, no.
I'll see it at the house.
Yeah, I think I went and saw Sonic instead.
Yikes.
I was like, let's go to a movie. I was like,
Sonic may have been a better movie. Was Sonic good?
I liked it, man.
It was interesting.
It's a kid's movie, you know, clearly. And you know, Jim Carrey was in it. I haven't seen him in a while.
Right.
It's like
nobody
an old
has.
Yeah, like I haven't seen that dude in a while. I mean, I'll go out. But no, in all sincerity, I enjoyed it. It was what it was, you know. I'm
just, right, right.
Well, and I, you know.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Birds of Prey. I had low expectations going in. Start seeing the reviews like you, and everybody was like, dude, this is good. This is good. Me and my wife went and seen it, which most of the guys in the chat, you know, they know my wife. They know how she is about movies. She does not go see movies. She just don't.
One of us.
And then she was like, well, I'll go see that. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right, girl power, whatever. Let's go.
Did she go to see Wonder Woman with you?
She did.
There you go.
Yeah. It's Man of Steel. I think only a couple movies since we've been married, 12 years. Man of Steel, Birds of Prey.
That's a big jump there, buddy.
I think she's telling me she likes DC.
Yeah, we still.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Man of Steel. Well, she did see Man of Steel. What was the Brandon Routh one?
Oh, Superman Returns?
Yes. I think that was maybe one of the. Oh, and From Hell with Johnny Depp. That was our first date movie, like when we dated years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, because she liked Johnny Depp.
That's probably why she's never gone back to the movie after From Hell. It's like, I'm good.
Why? That's a good point. Once you're scarred, you know, it's hard to come back. But I liked Birds of Prey. I enjoyed it. It had problems, obviously. But I when you just go as a fan, you just sit down and you watch a movie and you just try not to think about, oh, my God, they're in Gotham City and nobody in this police precinct has a gun.
Yeah, that's a boy.
You know, so, you know, shit like that.
No, man, you just got to remember it's how Harley's telling the story.
And, like, was it one of the movies where there was no
not good Batman? Enough?
What'd you say, Tony?
Was it one of those movies like, where's Batman? He could have handled this. Why is he not?
Okay. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because, yes. So, and on one of my shows, I don't know who it was that was in the chat. But apparently they're Harley Quinn fan, which they're everywhere. Go to a Comic-Con. You can't swing a dead cat without seeing 60.
Yep.
So.
Are you complaining?
Dead cats or Harleys?
Harleys.
Yes, in a way, I am. Because some people do not need to be Harley. They do not need to be. Tony, you know, dude, Tony, you've been to Dragon Con. You know, we've both been to Dragon Con. Casey, you've been to C2E2 and New York Con. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, she obviously this person was a Harley fan, And I said, you can't have a gang war in Gotham City. You've already made reference to the Batman, and he's nowhere around. You at least have to say he's off with the Justice League doing something.
Give me something. Write him out. Somehow.
Write him out.
You know,
it's easy, but yeah. They didn't. So somebody was like, well, you can't have a movie in Gotham City without the Batman. I'm like, not if you've already prefaced that there's a Batman.
Or a gang war in Gotham.
Exactly.
It's the whole problem we have with the Batwoman TV show. It's like, oh, Batman's abandoned Gotham. And it's like, so he's dead. And it's like, no, he just abandoned it. It's like, so he's dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So do you watch Batgirl? Any of you?
I watched the first episode and I gave up immediately.
That was me.
I watched the introduction when she crossed over. I haven't even watched
Crisis on Infinite Earths. Yes.
Oh yeah. You know what? That's
I did too.
I watched that one crossover episode, but only because Kevin Conroy was in it.
That was the only reason.
That's it.
Okay. So Jason in the chat, I knew because he had reached out to me about if I had seen this villain. He's like Batwoman. You all can read it. Batwoman is pretty meh, but the villain is tight. And I've been hearing a lot that this is the best Arrowverse villain.
Who's the villain?
That has appeared.
It's Alice from the old Batwoman comics.
Yes.
Yeah, they played that one pretty straight, which, you know, is good, I guess. You know, if you were a big fan of that. I mean, if you were a big fan of that Batwoman run, like, I read it, and I'm like, okay, like, the art in this is incredible, but it's like, is this the, like, why couldn't we just have this creative team just doing Batman?
Right.
So, you know? Brandon Routh, I'm sorry, I'm jumping back. Someone in the chat said they literally napped during Superman Returns. That's the one with Brandon Routh, right?
That movie is not that bad.
I saw that, but check this out, man. I'll never forget. I lived in California at the time, and I went to, like, Universal City. Did you not know I lived in California?
No.
Travis.
What do you want, an applause?
No, but Travis was baffled. How did he do it?
I'm just kidding.
But I went to, like, the Universal Studios 3D, like, their super theater, right? And I was like, yo, this is going to be pretty dope at Superman Returns.
Yeah.
And it was the movie was in 3D, but only parts of it. And so they literally had like a thing pop on the screen that would be like, bling, put your glasses on now.
Oh, God.
And then be like, bling. And then you take them off.
I don't know.
This is the shittiest thing ever.
Wow.
Nothing takes you out of a movie than instructions.
Right.
I don't want to learn how to watch this movie,
and it's just on and off. Everyone's interrupting, and like you know something's about to happen because they're like, "Bling, put your glasses on." You're like, "Oh, okay."
And then, like, "Oh, that sounds awful."
It was literally one of the, and that's the only time I've seen that movie. Like one of the worst movie going experiences ever.
Wow.
But yeah, as someone else said, Brandon Routh is pretty cool. I love him. Just not that day when I had to take glasses on and off.
Yeah, I would argue that movie is at least as good as the first two, like Richard Donner Superman movies.
Would you really?
Yeah, I mean, it's
because they copied it. It seems
it's the same thing.
True.
But it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, but there was no battle at the end.
Okay, what's the battle in Superman 1?
Okay, well, true. Well, he's battling the Earth. He's battling the Earth. Say the
same thing.
He's battling the tectonic plates, Casey.
In 1978 Superman, he just flies around in a circle to prevent like a rocket and Lois Lane from dying or whatever in an avalanche.
He doesn't just prevent it. He goes back in time.
Yeah, he goes back in time, whatever. And then Superman returns.
Time's undefeated, Casey.
Yeah. Superman returns. He lifts a big, like, mountain of kryptonite that's also, I guess, the Fortress of Solitude because it's made out of crystal, like, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
We only get one, like, one decent fight in a Superman movie, and that's in Superman 2.
Oh, you're talking about the Donner movies?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Man of Steel is all fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Did I say a good fight? Because then, yes, it is only Superman 2.
No, are you? Oh my God! You can't be serious right now,
Travis. You have a fundamental misunderstanding of Superman. If you think any of that movie is okay,
okay, well, let's pretend that it was Ultraman from the Crime Syndicate then that was fighting fucking evil Kryptonians in Man of Steel.
No, it's
awesome.
Not, it's not about the choice of Zod. It's about the destruction of Metropolis.
Yeah.
Get him out of there.
If gods fight, shit's going to get fucked up.
Okay, yes, but Superman wouldn't allow it to happen in his city. He would take it somewhere else.
Okay, all right.
Take it outside. So, take it outside.
He did. I mean, he just happened to run into some skyscrapers.
Yeah, you know, just fucking a few along the way.
He was on the job all of 2 seconds when he fought fucking Zod and the fucking Kryptonians invaded Metropolis. What was he supposed to do?
He's supposed to throw Zod into space and then go fight him in space.
Zod flies back down. What? I mean, come on. Come on.
And they're just running around a car.
They're just running around. It's like goddamn Roadrunner, Bugs Bunny fucking cartoon. Which I know you like cartoons. I'm just saying.
All right.
Casey, is it safe to assume?
Man of Steel is awesome.
I don't mean to get in your business, but is it safe to assume you're at your home or in a indoor somewhere?
I am indeed.
Can you explain the homeless gloves?
Yeah.
I moved your hand and I was like, oh man, am I?
It's a fashion statement from a parallel universe. Just hasn't caught on yet.
I wouldn't know anything about that. As I was preparing to say that, I was like, I hope there's not something wrong.
I could be cool. I could be like, yeah, I was working on my car and I got burns on both hands. Whatever.
I thought you just came from the gym.
No. They're like wool. They're wool gloves. There's like nothing remarkable about them.
Oh, I guess. Hey, man, it's a look, man. Own it.
Yeah.
We get some gym.
Hey, man, you wear socks on your feet, right? Gloves on your hands.
You know what? I'm wearing socks right now. So you got, like, seriously.
You got me. You got me, too. I got socks on. Right. Usually when I do the show, I have nothing. Like, my shirt is all I have on.
That's it. It's nothing else.
Yes.
That's the magic of podcasting. That's a little.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't Dave Bautista. I ain't gonna do it.
I was gonna say you're just dragging along the floor like
we worked it in. See, that's the secret. That's the real trick of video podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
you can do this in your underwear.
You actually really can. I have done it in my underwear before.
Like being a newscaster.
That's it.
You know, I since you bring it up, I almost feel bad. I hate to say people missed out, but. We were supposed to have Dennis on the show, which I was looking forward to.
Well, he still kind of is.
Yeah, is that the picture of Dennis, right?
That's a live feed. He's being very still.
He's just like really still. He's like Drax. He's trying to be invisible.
Just waiting for his moment to strike.
In our just bullshitting catching up, we got to chat and wrestling, and Batista came up.
We did.
You know, I'm not a huge fan, but I don't know how to do the weather. There we go. I do keep my championship belt.
Oh, there, yeah.
Oh, my God, you do.
So, you know, you got to let people know.
That's the big gold. That's the classic Eagle one, is it not?
Yeah, it's the one I got from Kmart for a comedy bit I did, like, years ago.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't tell you which one it is, but.
Dude, it looks really good.
Well, you know, when you're, champion, intercontinental champion, what else? Tag team champion.
Yeah.
Tag team champion by myself. It's crazy.
I'm just glad Tony knew Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, hell, I'm old school, man.
You are.
Have they ever had a tag team champion where it's just someone solo?
Kind of.
I feel like they have, yeah.
Braun Strowman had the belt once with like a 7-year-old kid he picked out of the crowd.
That is fucking awesome. I did not see that.
Yeah, because how boss is that?
Like, yeah, it's pretty good. I also want to say... Jushin Liger did it once because he at some point had like 15 titles to his name, and I think one of them was just he just won the tag team titles by himself. But you know, those guys in Japan are fucking crazy.
Dude,
like a big wrestling fan where you keep up with New Japan and
I have my finger on the pulse like a bunch of stuff, but I don't watch all the week to week in and out stuff. I honestly watch more wrestling reviewers on YouTube than I do actual wrestling these days.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because they hit all the highlights. You know, fucking Monday Night Raw is like 3.5 hours now.
Yeah.
I don't have time to commit to that on a Monday night. Are you kidding me?
Is it like WrestleMania? Isn't it like 12, 13 hours at this point?
It's crazy.
They have like WrestleMania.
A buddy of mine goes to WrestleMania every year. He went last year.
Every year, Jesus.
Every year. Oh, he lives for it. He lives for it. He gets seats right up front, like spends, you know, thousands of dollars. Like, he's all in on wrestling events. It's like an 8 hour long program plus a pre-show and breaks in between. A whole fucking day. Imagine
longer than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, imagine it's like a day you would spend at Comic-Con, but you're in one seat in like Hall H.
I was just thinking about that.
That's it. Like, there's nothing to do except watch what's in front of you.
Wow, that's awful.
You want to hear what's really awful? Have you ever been to a live wrestling show?
Oh, of course, yeah.
There's no commentary.
No, it's awful.
It's weird.
You're right.
When you're conditioned, you know, listen, I love you, Vince McMahon, okay? You've been inundating my brain with stupid soap opera for men crap for years, because that's what wrestling is. But I could never imagine, like, actually watching wrestling without the dynamic camera angles.
Sure.
And fucking Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross being like, my God, King, he's broken in half. Like, it adds a whole nother layer to what you're watching.
He's through the table. That man has a family.
He's got a family. Mick Foley. No, but I mean, listen, I'm not going to undersell like these absolute feats of athleticism that these guys
do. Oh my God. They're phenomenal.
I honestly think that professional wrestlers are among the greatest athletes that are walking today.
I totally agree.
Yeah. But, like, there's a total difference in watching what they do, like, live versus the way that it's broadcast.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been to several events, and the size of these guys. Now, some of them are a hell of a lot smaller than I thought they were. And, like, let me tell you how I learned this. So, my first couple years on a fire department, I would do odd jobs here and there on my days off. So we had a buddy that was running security at Louisville Gardens and Freedom Hall, which wrestling came to all the time. So he's like, hey man, $100 a night. You want to work, you see the show, make $100 cash. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm in. So he's like, man, I'm gonna try to get you by the ring. I'm like, oh yeah, man, I could be like one of the people by the ring, you know, like, oh man, you'll be on TV and shit. I'm like, yeah, it's so fucking cool. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Well, so they get me back there and they're like, hey, he's one of our ring guys. And the guy looked at me and goes, no, he's not. And my buddy went, no, this is the guy. He's my buddy. I told you I was going. He goes, that dude's bigger than everybody we have on the card tonight. Like, what?
You're gonna make these guys look tiny.
David Benoit is here. That dude's a monster.
No,
he was not. I mean, he was a ball of muscle, but he was about a 5'2" ball of muscle.
Oh man.
And I couldn't believe, like, I got back in the locker room, I'm like, holy shit, it looked like the Lucha Libres were invaded fucking, you know, Louisville Gardens. Yeah. But then you see The Rock, and you know, he's a good 6'3", 6'4". He's a hell of a
What year did you see The Rock? Because The Rock today makes The Rock of like 1997 look like a baby.
Well, no, I'll disagree with that, because he's bigger than he is now.
No way. In
phenomenal shape now. So he doesn't have, dude, you look at Rocky Maivia, some of the old pictures of him. Yeah. Somebody looks like they stick a fucking water hose in his head and turned it on. Like, there's not a line on him. Like, not a vein, not a line. Now the dudes are big and ripped. Now he doesn't carry the weight, but he looks bigger because it's an illusion, man. It's an optical illusion. You know, you see what I'm saying? You make the muscles tighter, the muscle bellies round out. It's all a thing. But he's still a big dude to move that way and to be in the shape that he's in.
I mean, muscles had bellies. I have muscles in my belly. Nope, I don't even have that. I was trying to spin it somehow. There's no way to do it. You guys see the video the other day where it was two wrestlers coming out to some like local show or something, and the good guy, who is that? What's the good guy? The term?
The face?
The baby face.
The face, the baby that came out, and then the heel came out. So it was this like this little girl, like a 4-year-old little girl cheering the good guy. He gives her a high five. Then the heel comes out and he like spits gum or something on her. And her dad came from around the gate and whooped this dude's ass.
Are you serious?
You love to see it.
I got to find it and send it to you. I'm all for like fucking with little kids, but like he spit on this kid.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that, man. I mean, come on. Hey, we had a wrestling here. It was called the IWA, okay? It was in it. Now it's in northern Indiana, but it was here. The Kentucky Athletic Commission shut it down. Fans were encouraged to bring their own weapons. So people were taking.
That sounds like some CZW, like real indie shit.
Dude, this was before them. I want to say, like, his name was Ian Rotten. Do you remember Ian and Ian Rotten? Mm-mm. They were brothers. They ran this. They end up going into the ECW, too. I'm sure some people in the chat will remember when they were around here in Louisville. But people were bringing wiffle ball bats and duct taping fluorescent light bulbs, the long tube fluorescent light bulbs, onto the wiffle ball bat. So you'd have two wrestlers out, fucking hitting each other and shit outside. And the fans would be like, here, here, here. And they would take a wiffle ball bat or whatever and whack, like, fucking glass and fluorescent dust would go everywhere. I mean, it was bedlam. And they sold beer. It was like the best time. It was the best Friday night of all time.
And loved how they shut this down. Is that what you're saying?
Kentucky Athletic Commission came in and said, what the fuck is this? Everybody get the fuck out.
Get out of here. That's off the
chain. So then they went to Indiana. And Indiana's like, oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, whatever.
We let you do anything here. we marry our sisters. We don't give a fuck. Come on.
Yeah. Two things from the chat. One, someone said Travis needs to be a hell of a wrestling manager. I could see that.
Again, no, too big. Ah, yeah. He's too big.
No, but that would be our shtick. Like, I would be the manager and I'd have this little, like Dennis Robinson type wrestler that I had. And I would interfere. Like, Dennis would be knocked out and not come in and powerbomb somebody. And Dennis is the champ and he's never pinned anybody.
To this day, I live my life trying to be Mouth of the South.
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
I just, the idea of Mouth of the South to me was always. It's always amazing. So
Tony, did you grow? I guess you grew up watching like the old Memphis, Tennessee wrestling stuff. Then
so I Jimmy Hart was in either WCW, WWF at the time. I remember
he was Hogan's manager. That's how I know
him. Right.
He was also with I think he was with Big Boss Man for a while. But anyway, my dad was into wrestling. His grandmother was into wrestling. So I used to watch with my dad. I got into WWF. When it was WWF.
The Federation.
Obviously, yeah. You're Hogan, your Ultimate Warrior. And then when I moved to the South, started catching up with WCW. I always hated, it's one or the other. So I was like, WWF's the best. WCW's garbage. Then I moved to the South, learned a little more about it, went to some of the house shows.
House shows are great.
And then just kind of not a fan. I don't watch. I haven't seen a pay-per-view. But I always still enjoy it. I like,
yes,
just the showmanship of it. There's just a lot going on.
Think about it. Like, cause you like comic book stuff. It's kind of like a live action comic book.
Live action comic books and theater. I mean,
it's athletic soap opera.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Closest you're ever gonna get, at least.
Yeah. Exactly. Real quick, cause I like this topic. Rhino in the chat said there is a Blazing Defender Assembles watch party happening at Nerd Louisville right now. So I want to give a big shout out to Nerd Louisville. Dude, it's a great community to be involved in, especially if you like this type of stuff, wrestling, comics, movies, whatever. Check them out on Facebook, Nerd Louisville on Facebook. Check them out. It's a great community to be a part of. And I want to appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support.
I'm doing it right now. What's up, Nerd Louisville?
Louisville, baby, in the house.
Yeah, so I'm not really from. So is it Louisville? Louisville.
Okay, so look how it's spelled. How would you pronounce it?
Louisville.
Wrong.
And now,
absolutely, emphatically incorrect.
Completely wrong. You blew.
We were settled by the French, so got a little French. Creole kind of sound to it. Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, or Louisville.
Louisville.
If you say Louisville, nobody gonna bat an eye. They're gonna be like, oh shit, you're local.
Got it. Well,
sounds like I'm choking on a heaping helping of New York pizza.
Oh God. Sorry. Yeah, guys, we got California and New York in the house. But hey, man, that's covering some distance, man.
We're bridging the gap.
That's a great thing.
Bringing it all together. Before, you know, while we have time, you have to talk Black Widow trailer. I will start by saying
yes.
The latest one. You know, I just
didn't do it for you, Tony.
What's that?
It didn't do it for you.
Trailer. I haven't seen that. I guess there's a new trailer.
There is.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm interested. No, here's the thing, man. Like, I was like, oh, Black Widow movie? Yeah, I'll go to that. So I'm good now. I don't care about the trailer.
Right.
I don't know much more. Like, I'm in. I'll buy my ticket. I'll do it. Let's go. I'm ready for that.
So when you don't watch the trailers, are you – because there's Debo that's in the chat right now, the best fucking hype man anybody could ever have. He is like – he – even though he runs a fantastic page, the Great Superhero Debates, he covers everything pop culture. Yeah. I mean, everything. I
see them constantly, yeah.
He does not watch the trailers. Like, he's like, man, I want to be – I'm going in like a virgin. That's what he says. I'm going in like a virgin, baby.
Yeah.
For the very first time.
So is that what you do, Tony? You just don't want to be spoiled?
Not intentionally. I just, like, don't go out of my way. Like, and now if I go to the movie, if I go to the theater – and I guess I kind of like seeing trailers in the theater.
Sure.
And there's an excitement. Like, oh, shit, that's that new, the new Black Widow trailer. Oh,
a new Independence Day.
So I kind of just – I don't know. I don't go out of my way.
Sure.
If I get spammed enough, eventually I'll check it out. But I just, I don't know. No interest in the trailer. Again, I'm going to go. I'm in. So.
Yeah, for sure. Casey, what did you think about, because I seen this in the chat also, the look of the Taskmaster. I know a lot of people were upset with it in the beginning.
I love
it. Now, no, like, I think everybody's okay with it now.
I don't understand why anybody had a problem. You're never going to get the perfect costume. You're going to get... In Marvel, you can get very fucking close.
Very.
If Endgame is any indication, that is the absolute closest we'll get to straight comic book Cap.
Yeah.
You know, him doing the USO show, notwithstanding, because that's like literally lifted from the pages.
Sure. Yeah. It's cool how they put that in there. And
yeah, I mean, look, when you have the stripes, you have the scale mail. I mean, everything is pretty. It's like it's all just a scoonch away.
Right.
But it's realistic.
But you see, the great thing about Marvel is they're aware, because if you look at the trailers for the WandaVision, where Wanda is in all these different get-ups, and then you have the classic Scarlet Witch costume. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, as good as that looked, it would look stupid as shit if she showed up in Age of Ultron in it.
Yeah, or Civil War.
But they're like, hey, man, here's a nod to all the classic fans. We know what she's supposed to look like.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work. And I said that with Taskmaster. I think he looks great. I thought he looked great in the beginning. I think his look now looks better. And I said this from the get-go, from the very first trailer, you're not sure where, like, is he Taskmaster in this part of the film? Or is he just some assassin, and then he later becomes Taskmaster? We don't know. So his look could evolve.
Right.
So
there's like there's like a muted color version that's like all gray.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's a henchman or if it's him, but then there's him in the classic blue, orange, and white.
Yeah. Tony, are you familiar with who we're talking about?
Yeah. And what's funny is I wanted to see what he looked like in the movie. So I started going down a rabbit hole. And
love it.
What's funny is a lot of times I'll watch Twitch, or like a lot of times you on Facebook in the background while I'm doing other work. So I literally just now was like, oh, shit, I'm on this show. Like, I can't keep scrolling. And I was just listening to you guys and like, oh, let me see what this looks like. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm on the air. So, no, I'm totally familiar. I had not seen the new costume. What I'm looking at, he looks very, I don't know. It reminds me of, like, Legends of Tomorrow with some claws. I feel like it's not him without the hood. And
I gotcha.
It just doesn't look. He looks like
the costume does have a hood.
I haven't seen the hood. I didn't see the hood.
I assume at some point he could pull it up, but it's like it's loose on his, you know, on his top.
That's all I want. I just want to see the hood. He looks like who is the dude in Captain America, and also he showed up in Civil War.
Crossbones.
He looks like Crossbones.
Crossbones.
To me, he feels like Crossbones.
I can see that. He's got that military tactical look to him.
Still not a bad look, though. Crossbones look awesome.
No, no. I thought Crossbones looked, yeah. I mean, yeah, he looked great. Brandon makes a good point. He says, I think a lot of people changed their minds on the mask. Once they saw the close-up in the last trailer, you could actually see the skull design in more detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a subtle skull. I mean, I'm good with that.
He kind of looks like that guy Ghost from the Modern Warfare games.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's the goggles, and then he's got like the little skull baklava or whatever.
I'm really hoping for a Winter Soldier-esque type movie with the espionage. Like, give me a great espionage movie and throw in some superhero action. That'd be fucking fantastic.
I'm rooting for it because after all this time, they finally make this Black Widow movie. I don't want it to be garbage.
But let me ask you guys this then. Do you think, because that's a great point, do you think that this is it too late? Like, after Avengers would have been a fantastic time to have done this movie.
Yeah, 2013 is crying out for this movie.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so...
My problem is that there's no stakes.
Yep.
Exactly. There's nothing that can happen in this movie that is of any significance.
And that is the problem. And like you said, it should have been sooner. It is too late.
Yeah.
I feel like it came after like a lot of, I don't want to say crying, but people clamoring. That's what I'll go with. People clamoring.
You just say it. Bitching.
Yeah. Feeds like, here's your Black Widow movie. Okay, well, here we go. Finally, here's your Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, well, I don't want it now. You know,
right. Yeah. You know, did you just kill her?
Keep your Black Widow movie, you know?
It's like Disney's like, all right, we killed Han Solo. What are we going to do? Let's make a Han Solo movie.
So what I'm curious about is this is the movie that kicks off the new phase.
We're getting a new phase. I was done. I checked.
Yeah. Cause this is the first movie after Endgame. So this is going to be, this is the movie that kicks off the new phase. Yep. So I feel like this has to lay seeds for what is to be the Endgame of this final phase.
No way.
No way.
The shows are doing it. The shows are laying all the groundwork. But no, hear me out. Okay. Wanda and Vision, right? Who are their kids? Wiccan and Speed.
Correct.
Okay. Then you've got Captain America introducing guys like the Thunderbolts. You've already got Cassie Lang as of Endgame. And then you've got Loki with like the Time Variance Authority. You put all that shit together in some kind of like big blob and you get Young Avengers versus Kang.
And then they brought back the Iron Man. Who's Iron Man's protege? The dude.
Spider-Man?
No, the dude that was at the funeral. From
The kid from Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
the kid. I forgot about him.
You know, so now he exists back in the world.
Yeah.
Although now's the time to bring in like a Riri Williams or something. Yes, Iron Lad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All the fourth string, you know, Young Justice characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a thousand things they could do, right? I just feel like Marvel's great at throwing you a curve. Like, we're all expecting exactly what you said, Casey. Like, and I totally, they're definitely going to be moving towards that, again, end game, so to speak, of this final phase. Right. But with this being the movie that kicks it off, I feel like it's going to be something that was in the past that is going to be revealed through this story that is going to be relevant another 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Because
who's the dude that the dude is playing?
David Harbour is playing Red Guardian.
Red Guardian.
Somehow figured that shit out. I don't know how I did that.
That was good.
Same page, Casey. Same page. Good. So, I mean, they're introducing that character who's had no bearing, obviously, ever to this point. So that could be an avenue or something, you know. Sure.
But that's all Red Room stuff. They all have the same origin. I mean, as far as I've been led to believe.
Well, now, I thought that Red Guardian was going to be the super soldier. I'm doing a lot of fucking quotes, man. What is with the fucking quotes? Stop doing air quotes. I hate when people do that. He's like the super soldier of the Russian era. Yeah, the Russian era.
The whole Red Room is, you know... Russia's Weapon X or Weapon Plus.
Well, I mean, they're assassins, though, right? And I mean, yeah. Red Guardian is, I mean, he's enhanced, obviously enhanced.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, there's some experimentation done. They wanted their Captain America, which I think that's great because we really haven't seen. Well, that's what other countries would do, right? Well,
Bucky, Winter Soldier is also kind of their Captain America.
That's true, too. Yeah. So let me ask you this, which we don't know because they were bringing Winter Soldier in and out of ice all the time.
Yeah.
Do we see a cameo of Winter Soldier?
Love it.
But, that'd be awesome.
I mean, if this movie only takes place in that post-Civil War, between Civil War and Infinity War period, we already know where Bucky is. Like, they wouldn't take him out of ice to put him on a mission because he's already a free man at this
point. Right.
If there's a flashback, maybe.
I was hearing a prequel. Yeah, like, you know? Flashback.
Flash. Are you going to put a flashback in your flashback movie?
Well, remember when she talks about getting the in Winter Soldier, she was on a mission. Bucky shot through her to get to the doctor that she was supposed to be escorting and killed him.
Yeah.
Like bye-bye bikini line. He's like, yeah, I bet you look terrible. yeah, I bet she fucking does. I feel like, you know.
We love sassy Captain America.
Love it. Love it. I love Cap. I love Cap. I'm so devastated he's gone. It's just fucking, I can't handle it.
You have John Walker now. He's the true conservative's cat.
I like John Walker. I mean, I liked him in the comics.
I like him because he's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a fucking asshole. I like that. I like that about him. Brian asks, does this movie take place right after Avengers? No. It actually takes place after.
No.
Of course it doesn't.
You're wrong, idiot.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Brian? You fucking moron. No, I'm just kidding. I love Brian. He knows I do. This takes place after Civil War and before Infinity War.
So we might see her go blonde.
Ooh. Like literally a scene of her doing it herself, like in the bathroom sink.
That's it.
Oh yeah, see, I haven't seen that.
I'm
trying. Yeah, like, yeah. For me and you, Tony, that's like impossible. Like, you know, we just shake our head and shit flies everywhere. We don't have any hair. Well, you got that luscious beard now, so
I might dye the beard blonde.
You know? Oh, you should. That'd be a good.
I decide to just give up on life and work.
Yeah, but I think Marvel's got a great slate coming up. They got great movies. They're going to have great TV. So they just have that formula that works. But now let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this. What's your opinion on this? I feel like they're getting a lot of shit, especially with the movies DC's been putting out lately, that their formula is now starting to become archaic. Like, we're getting the same fucking movie every time the Marvel does something, whereas DC, they're taking chances, they're being courageous, hit or miss, or at least giving us something different. You know, what do you think? You think,
I mean, hold on there, because DC's only made three movies that are slightly different from each other.
Right.
So, you know, like, let's not go crazy, DC fans. Like, listen, I love variety, and I think Shazam is truly one of the greatest superhero movies of our time. But, like, I think that's why Marvel's pivoting to TV. Because that's a complete game changer. You keep it in the same universe, and these are the stories you're going to tell with your characters going forward.
Well, yeah, I mean,
honestly, I think there's more money in TV. I think
that's just what I was about to say. I think they've seen the money Netflix was making with their characters and was like, no, 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 we can do it better and make more money.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I heard that they were going to put the budget of the movies into these TV shows, I mean, I like shit my pants. I'm like, you're going to put $100 million into 8 episodes. Holy shit. This is going to be fucking amazing.
Remember when you guys were all, and I got to bounce in a few minutes. I'm a property guy. I got things to do.
Yeah. We appreciate you slowing me, brother.
You guys are all of age enough to remember when we had the writer strike and TV garbage and it was all reality.
Oh, season 2 of Heroes. You got the axe, boy.
things were just bad. And it was a sad time in television.
Yes.
And, you know, movies, it was all about movies. We're in the middle of the change now, man. The movies are unfortunately dying off, I think. They won't die off completely.
Sure.
But it's dying off and things are moving to TV. It's happening. I think Mandalorian, you know, to have like some new big deal Star Wars shit on at home.
Like, that's right up your alley, Tony.
Exactly. You know, now Marvel's moving it. It's just, I just think that's where it's going. So,
sure.
You know,
yeah, yeah. Get on that train as soon as you can. Make that money until it's now YouTube that's got the great shows, or you know, whatever the next phase in this medium is going to be. Yeah, Disney. I mean, they always kind of been the leaders in this shit anyway, and they're not stopping. And then why should they? I mean, they've got great property, great content, and they could churn out shit for fucking years. Well, Tony, I know you got to get. Dude, you got something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's been their plan all along, man. Like it's been this long term plan to collect all the pieces. You know, now they got them, and you know, you go to them to watch whatever your favorite thing is. They probably have it.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Give me two more years. You'll have that Disney porn.
It's coming. Holy shit!
A bunch of porn sites that I won't name.
They just got to hire Axel Braun. He's the guy who does all the quality porn parodies.
Matter of fact, Disney porn, they already have Batista. It's all coming together.
Oh, shit. You're right.
That's what I leave you all with tonight.
Big nice.
Batista dick.
Nice. Tony, tell everybody about your new show you got coming out, brother, before you head out.
Yeah, man. I took a little break, but I am back with the Tony P Oddcast. It's wacky and wild news from around the world. It's basically news for those who hate news. There's literally two episodes. There's an intro, and I dropped the first one yesterday. Probably not even on all the podcatchers yet. So you guys are getting some like spoiler news here.
An exclusive.
Exclusive.
True story. I'm supposed to go on another show next to premiere the idea of the show, but you just so happened to call and it worked out. I'm already getting yelled at for it, by the way. So I'm gonna get some grief.
Love it, Tony.
Tony P Oddcast. It's a wacky, weird, wild like news stories. For the time being, you just go to my website, TonyPHenderson.com. It is there. I do a lot of moderating. My moderating and stuff is there.
Awesome.
But yeah, man. Thank you so much. Travis, we got to do it again sometime. Why did we wait so long?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. I really wish we hadn't have, though, but we got you now, dude. So I appreciate you coming on, man. I'll have you back on again really, really soon.
Definitely. Let's do it. And Casey, I'll see you when I see you.
Until the next assemblage.
See you, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one, y'all.
See ya. All right. Do I got to do something to get him out, Case?
No, I'm just going to awkwardly be here as I try to, like, get out. All right, y'all. See you later. Keep your ear. What button? Button here that I press? Close out of Zoom. How does the Zoom work?
Oh, and Debo's already got your links up for your show. He's got your Instagram, your YouTube up, and everything already in the chat, guys. Oh, so. Thank
you so much, dude. That's dope. Appreciate it very much.
I told
much.
You, man.
Hype man supreme.
Hype that man is, supreme. That
is. I'm gonna be talking to your guy. I'm stealing him. All right.
No.
I feel like an old lady. Is this how this works? That's where I close the screen. All right, guys. I think I got it. Is it? Nope. Still there. I don't know.
We can still see. Oh shit.
He's out. You gotta fix the relay then. Probably.
Yeah. I'll just do this.
Yeah. Drag me over.
Oh my god! What is this? What is
now
this?
I gotta make a new box for him.
It is the House of Madness.
It is.
Yeah, hold on, guys.
Made one for
stay the- with us. Stay with us.
You're gonna keep going.
Hey, this is the beauty.
This is a disaster.
Of live.
What have you done?
Dreaming.
Oh my god!
I don't know what this is. Hold on there.
I think you lost the top layer there, pal.
Yeah, well, I gotta move everybody. I gotta put everybody in. Oh shit, I do. Hold on. Stay with me, boys.
We're playing fast and loose.
Fast and loose on the Defender Reports. Let's see here. Stay with me. Talk to him, Casey. Don't listen to me. Squander on this shit.
Chat, hit me with something. I'll give you a lightning round of hot takes if you like.
Okay, here we go.
My my other hot take about the Black Widow movie and the stakes is just why now? Why at all? You should have given up. You had your chance to make a movie in 2013. Actually, here's a fun bit of trivia for you that I found out recently. Bob Iger, originally the president head honcho of Marvel, Disney, whatever, originally shot down Black Widow as a movie and Black Panther in 2013 because he didn't believe that these characters would be able to function on their own without a lead-in introduction.
Ridiculous.
which is crazy because Avengers only worked because you threw everybody in there with a lead-in movie.
Right. I agree. But this is what I will say. I will say this about it. And only time will tell, and I could be wrong.
Yep.
I feel like some of these lesser-known characters, I don't want to say Black Panther. Black Panther's a really bad fuck it. I'll say Captain Marvel. Marvel, her second movie will not be near as successful as her first movie was.
Oh, you're going to say this now, and it's going to come back to whoop you in the end.
It might. And like I said, time will only tell, but I feel like these Casey, look at the comic book. How many times has this character been fucking reworked, rebooted, redone to get people to buy our fucking comic?
Jesus, let me count on my hand. So her original run as Captain Marvel's love interest / sidekick / partner / the girl version of Mar-Vell, right? Then she got the Cockrum costume, which everybody loved, the black, you know, no upper arms, no upper thighs, gold lightning bolt with the red sash, which is great.
Yeah, it is great.
She got reinvented under a new name of Warbird in the late 90s, early 2000s for basically no reason.
No reason. Well, they were trying to boost sales,
I guess. But I mean, she didn't even have like a title under that name. Like there was never a Warbird comic, right?
Right.
Busiek made her an alcoholic, which was probably some of the only depth she's ever gotten in years.
Right. Exactly.
I skipped a whole thing in the 80s when she became binary.
Rogue.
Yeah, I was going to get you. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah. God, I don't even know. Like, it was the costume that led me astray.
Well, and I thought binary was the coolest story part.
Version of her. Yeah. Character. Yeah. So Rogue sucked her powers out. She kind of drifted aimlessly for years until she sort of fell in with the X-Men and then the Starjammers. And then she got cosmic powers, which made her like even more super than ever before. But, you know, Cosmic Marvel wasn't really, I guess, a thing back then. At least not until Starlin started doing Silver Surfer and things like that in the 90s. So Binary was like, she would only really show up every time the X-Men decided to have a space adventure. And it's like, oh, this is cool, but whatever. That faded. She became Miss Marvel again. Then Warbird. Then she had alcoholism. Then House of M gave her that cool armor. And they made her like the world's premier superhero in that world. Or non-mutant superhero. And then what? Avengers Disassembled already happened before that. And then really nothing. She got her own book around Civil War, which was fine.
So everybody that's listening to this, you get it.
Yeah.
Like she.
And then she got reinvented by Gillen and McKelvey or whatever.
She's a character that's great when she works in an ensemble or when she works with other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was a novelty because it was the first, woman movie for Marvel. A lot of people went to support it. Not saying they won't go back, but I guarantee I would almost bet you.
Was it? Oh. I got corrected. That was Perlmutter, not Bob Iger.
Yeah, Perlmutter. Yeah, I meant to tell you that Jason had said it earlier in the chat too. I think.
Mistake. That's a big mistake, but thank you. I'm not perfect.
that's my point. I just feel like I'm not saying they shouldn't do movies because they only generate money.
Right.
I did not mean to say that. What I'm saying is that I don't know what his reasoning was. Obviously, he was absolutely wrong because these were billion-dollar movies. Huge mistake there. But at the same token, I don't think these movies are – he's not going to get the money that he got out of 3 Captain America movies, 3 Thor movies. He's not going to get that money.
Right.
Out of 3 Captain Marvel movies. You're always going to have people that love the character and go, and that's great. And I'm not saying I won't. But
a lot of people are saying that it's kind of a fluke. You know, it's hot off the coals of, you know, Infinity War or whatever. Same with Black Panther. But I mean, Black Panther's pretty incredible, all things considered. I think, you know, Captain Marvel is a fine movie. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no.
Wonder Woman was fine, too. But it's like, yeah. You know, how much of this is, you know, female director, female
sure.
Lead superhero. Like, and that's great. We need more of that.
Absolutely.
But if it ends up being a fluke, then they've just completely shot themselves in the foot. They like, have. If Wonder Woman 84 doesn't do well.
Yes.
Like, not, I'm not in saying trouble. It could spell doom for female superheroes all over, but like.
Right.
People will look at the first Wonder Woman in hindsight very differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like for the Black Panther movie, for me.
Yeah.
Black Panther is at one of the very bottom movies for me.
I don't understand why.
Because I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Black Panther is the main character.
Yeah.
He was better in Civil War than he was his own movie. Everybody that surrounded Black Panther in his own movie was better
than he was.
I mean, Killmonger, what was the other tribe leader?
M'Baku.
Yeah. M'Baku was better. Shuri was a scene stealer.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody was better than Black Panther in his own movie. Claw, for the limited time that he got.
Oh, but I mean, when you get Andy Serkis, he's going to just
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying. And then, so he strips himself of everything that makes him special. There goes my fucking air quotes again. I'm going to cut my fingers off. It's like a habit now. So everything that made him special.
You sure you're not Italian?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, maybe. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Yeah. He gets rid of that to fight Killmonger. He gets his ass beat. And the only way that he can beat Killmonger is to get his shit back and get his suit back. Come on, man. That's bad. That's bad. It's lazy writing. The CGI in the last fight scene was one of the worst CGI scenes in any Marvel movie.
Yeah. A friend of mine who does special effects stuff told me that they got like the B team from Infinity War to work on the Black Panther.
I believe it.
And I'm like, because so much of that movie is fucking great, but like suit against suit underground with the vibranium train, it's a mess. It's a mess. But overall, I mean, listen, like, you know, I can only knock that movie so much without acknowledging like it unquestionably has one of the best villains in the whole franchise.
MCU.
Maybe sure. The best. I mean, everybody's like, oh, but what about Loki? Like, Loki's great. And I'm like, yeah, Loki's great, but he also had 3-4 movies.
Sure.
To get attached to us.
Absolutely. Like,
Killmonger's got one. They got to develop him in one. They got to give him flashbacks in
Agreed.
One. And they have to make him kick the protagonist's ass.
He's third for me. He is third. He's behind Thanos and Loki. He is.
Yeah.
But I totally, like, if Marvel said tomorrow, hey, you know what? We're going to give you a fucking Killmonger prequel. Or guess what? He actually came back. You know, like,
dude, the heart-shaped herb is bullshit.
The what?
The heart-shaped herb. You know, the thing that gives Black Panther his powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be like, oh, he had a healing factor. Like it worked out. Or they bring him back from the dead. Like, it's comic books. Like,
it's comic books. You could bring it. I feel like they did away with him too soon. I'd rather see him rotten in the raft with the potential of him coming back one day.
Make him a Thunderbolt.
Dude, that'd be fucking
dude, they're still, they are, it has been 12 years or 10 years. They're still sitting on Abomination.
Oh, yeah. And how awesome was he in that movie?
He was great.
He was fantastic.
He was great. And it's like,
I still say that movie, that Hulk movie with Edward Norton, that is the first showing that we get of the super soldier.
Yeah.
Before he turned into the Abomination, Blonsky was fucking Captain America.
We have absolutely talked about this when I've done a spot on your show before.
Sure.
I cannot tell you how fucking excited I was when Blonsky starts like peeling out
and he
faces everybody and he's doing flips off the debris and the tree and
shooting his gun.
Like, slides underneath him. I'm like, this is how Captain America is going to fight next year.
Exactly. It's exactly what I said. Like, I was so pumped for that one scene. That one scene made the movie for me. It was, yeah, yeah, I mean, so I don't know what Palmer was thinking. He's obviously was wrong.
I don't know.
Because they did make a shit ton of money. And for me, it's always story. Story over all that shit. Like, I didn't really care to see Captain Marvel, but of course I was there opening night.
And it was good?
It was okay. It was really just okay. She's wooden to me, man.
Yeah. She's
really wooden to me. I love Brie. I love her.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched a lot of stuff she's done just because I'm like, I really think she's hot. But she just, her portrayal was just wooden. That movie had flaw after flaw for me. Just, I wasn't a fan of it. Was it okay? Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fucking dog shit.
Oh, it's no Iron Man 2, right?
Or it's no Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was, I can't say I liked it better than Black Panther because I felt like Black Panther's cast was so fucking strong.
Oh, yeah.
Killed me. I wish they would have called the movie Wakanda.
Like World of Wakanda?
Yeah, just call it that. Building all the characters. Black Panther's a fucking side character because I felt like it's what he was, but his name was on it. But whatever.
I mean, listen, that's the same beef with Birds of Prey, pretty much, is that, you know, and I talked about this on the Bad Coyote Funky podcast with my buddies, and Sergio straight up was like, every character that isn't Harley Quinn is more interesting than she is in her own movie. Like, Huntress has a cooler backstory. Renee Montoya, way cooler. Like, Black Canary.
Oh, Cassandra Cain. I want to
see more of it. Yeah. Oh, well, they did her dirty.
That was awful. Cassandra
Cain in name only. Like why even bother?
Why? She should have been a totally different person.
That's Gail Simone's like only major gripe with that movie is she's like everything
else
should
have been.
Yeah, she's like everything else is fine. Like, don't call this character Cassandra Cain if you're not gonna have her be the mute, doesn't know how to read, but is like an insane savant at fighting badass that could throw down with Batman.
Right. Right. Oh yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I thought that's who we were gonna get. And then I'm reading the reviews, and people are like, oh, she's a scene stealer. She's a scene stealer. It was a great performance by that girl as an actress.
Yeah.
But when you started calling her Cassandra Cain, my mind was blown. She could look nothing other than being Asian. She looked nothing like Cassandra Cain.
Yeah,
she,
I mean, what does that say about the casting, right?
You right. Know?
Like, yeah. Like, we want to cast an Asian actress in this movie for diversity's sake, and then what are some Asian DC characters we could use? And it's like, you're kind of missing the point here. Like,
exactly.
You can have diversity in your movie if you just use the character. Like no one's like, oh, I got to go to see Birds of Prey because there's an Asian character. And people will be right. Like, oh, I got to see Birds of Prey because Cassandra fucking Cain is in it.
Yeah.
And she can literally, whose ass can't she hand somebody? She could take
maybe Castro, Shiva. Right? Maybe.
She could take Shiva.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's her mom.
But all right. All I'm saying is if you have Cassandra Cain throwing hands with Deathstroke the Terminator, I give her like maybe even odds.
Yeah.
I just that's the level of like kicking ass we're talking about here.
Yeah. And look, one of my big gripes, okay, and I told a buddy of mine this who is a kung fu instructor. I'm like, look, man. You're going to go see this movie. You have to believe that there's not a guy in Gotham that can fight. You just got to just take that in your head when you go in here, because there's not a guy in Gotham that damn near gets a punch on him.
Yeah.
It was John Wick. It was the stunt coordinator for John Wick that did the fight.
Yeah.
They were great.
When that's your B team. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was great. And they did a lot of groin strikes, a lot of throat punches, small joint manipulation, which, you know, a woman fighting a bigger male would have to use. And yeah. I thought that was brilliant.
Also, the weapon improvisation, like the when she spikes the bat on the ground and it bounces up.
Exactly.
Like, all that kind of
creative. Stuff. All that was fine. But at the same time, you've got a character that could literally, honestly, beat up anybody in Gotham.
Yeah.
But you decide to make her a little short, fat kleptomaniac.
It's just a weird decision. And it's more the reason why I feel like you got to have comic book writers writing these movies.
Yeah.
You know, how many comic book writers are out there that have moved to other stuff? Like, they do TV. They've written episodes of The Flash or Arrow, or they've written something else, or like fucking Warren Ellis.
But I mean, we got Johns. What I mean, Johns is a fucking phenomenal comic book writer.
But it, did he co-write that movie, or did he just produce
it? I don't think he co-wrote it, but he is executive producer on it. He's been executive producer on every DC movie since Shazam.
Since Shazam or Green Lantern?
No. Since Shazam.
Okay.
And that's why they're saying that, especially when Didio left, that they thought that Johns would come back maybe and run DC. And they're like, no, he's tucked in with Time Warner. He is a part of billion-dollar movies for DC and Time Warner now.
A string of good comics, and he fucking graduated for the paycheck, and I don't blame him.
Three Jokers coming up, though.
Hey, he did Doomsday Clock, right? I mean, he's still got – he'll write one every once in a while.
Doomsday Clock was fantastic, but the lateness killed it.
Absolutely.
The lateness fucking killed it.
The lateness killed it so hard, and I love this. That book came out and had time to finish in the time that they planned, shot, and produced an entire Watchmen show.
Shit, I guess they did.
Yeah. They made the entire, like, actual Watchmen sequel in the time when this comic book sort of sequel came out. It took like, them so from that
one to it finished.
Yeah.
12 issues. 13.
Yep.
Did they do 13?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know.
Wow.
When the last issue came out, I went back and I had to read it all from the beginning.
I had to reread all of it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, and I tell you another. Did he write Dark Side War? He did.
I don't know. Dude, my DC reading has been so fucking spotty. Like, I made it halfway through Tom King's Batman, and I'm looking at Mikael Janin's art, and I'm just like, this started with David Finch. Like, I need somebody who's not drawn over 3D models here.
Right.
It's killing me.
Yeah. So you like Finch's art, though?
I mean, I'm not even really crazy about Finch's art because, you know, he falls into that trap of, like, every guy has the same face, every woman has the same face, they all have the same body. But, like, dude, when he draws that fight scene of Gotham fighting the entire Justice League.
It's awesome.
Batman's opera. It rules.
Yeah. Like, I love his action sequences.
Yeah. Some of the best stuff I've seen David Finch do. I wasn't crazy about his new Avengers stuff, but he definitely, like, knocked it out of the park.
Sure.
When he did it, his Moon Knight is fucking brutal.
That's where I got into him.
That's his niche. He draws like this gritty, like if you want to see a hero get beaten to a pulp, like that's Finch.
Well, and his capes, like, you know, couple people come to mind when you do capes. Ty McFarlane's one of them, of course.
Big time.
Cape guy. Finch, like. His cape, you're like, Moon Knight's cape always looked like it had a life of its own, you know. Yeah. And he does Batman the same way. Like,
says he works great with the shadow thing. Yes. Like, you know, Mike.
His art is dark. Like he's like you said, he uses that contrast. I guess is what I'm looking at. Like he uses black, and then especially like Moon Knight being white, everything just looks. It almost looks 3D. It's so cool looking.
And, you know, pencilers and, you know, who've been drawing since like the 90s or early 2000s, their shit is way more detailed than stuff has ever been before. Like in the 80s and, you know, a lot of that has to do with modern coloring too. But like David Finch, like he puts an incredible amount of detail on pages. Like you look at like anytime he's drawn Bane, just the lines and the muscles in his arm, like, there's more detail there than there is in like an actual human body, but it pops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you see the veins and you're like, God.
Yeah, like that, it could get muddled really easy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. It just, I love him. I've always liked him. Look, I didn't think you did. That's the reason when I said that, I was like.
I'm like some of his stuff, but it's also like if I knock David Finch, I got to knock somebody like Jim Chung.
Yeah.
Because Jim Chung, it's like same face, same body type, like.
Yeah,
all across the board, but the dude draws a fucking solid comic.
Yeah,
everything is really detailed. The fight scenes are all really good. It's just like these little like tiny things. But for me, the real sticking point is when you're an artist and you take a shortcut. Now, I am no professional artist by any stretch. I dabble in my spare time. I've been drawing since I was a kid. You know, I've studied more how to draw comic books than I know how to shake a stick at. I understand how hard this job is. You got to draw, you know, 22 pages a month, fully detailed. If you're penciling and inking your own work, you know, whether you're doing it by hand, which some guys still do, or digital, which a lot of guys do, you know, there are shortcuts you can take. Like, you know, you duplicate the same panel on a talking page, like little things. But I don't even know what to call it. I want to call it an epidemic almost among some artists where they're using this program or similar programs like Poser, where they take these generic like 3D models and they kind of just draw on top of it.
Oh yeah.
So the proportion, like, you'll know what I'm talking about in a second. Like, when you read a Mikkel Janin comic or like a new Mike Deodato comic, there's something about the proportions that's just not right.
Gotcha.
Like, it's too perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
The depth is perfect. The shadows are perfect. All the anatomy is like spot on, right? And it's a little, for me, it takes me out of it a little because it looks like I'm watching like a 3D animated cartoon, but I'm reading it, right?
Who was the guy that drew Star Wars?
Salvador La Roca. That's different. That's a little different because I think what he's doing is he's photo referencing photos or stills from the film.
Yeah.
Like, you could read some of those Star Wars.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Okay.
But then you look at his old stuff, like him drawing X-Men in the 90s, and it's crazy good.
Crazy good. Yeah.
It's still very 90s, but it's very good.
Yeah.
It's not like Rob Liefeld where everything's like out of proportion. It's like the Jim Lee 90s kind of good.
So just to jump back really quick, because I couldn't remember who wrote it. Talk about Johns. He wrote Justice League Dark Side War.
Oh, he did.
Not read that. It's Jason Fabok, which is fucking amazing.
That's an artist who doesn't take any fucking shortcuts.
Dude.
And I could give you his whole body of work, but I'll point out one issue, that Swamp Thing Winter Special.
Yeah.
Holy fucking
shit. He killed it, man.
Listen, that book is $8, which is outrageous of a price of a comic book. Like, I understand it's supersized, whatever.
Yeah.
That's art. You are buying serialized art when you read that story. It is crazy.
Yeah. So to cut back to him, okay?
Sorry, I'm
No, you're I'm fine.
Jazzed.
You're fine.
I'm jazzed, man.
Talking about art. Yeah, we're talking about comics now, man. We got Tony's ass out of here. We can talk comics now. So, Fabok, me and Big Sam, which you guys know from Meatheads on Movies, we were at Lexington Comic Con. Fabok's there. There's nobody at his fucking table. This was a few years ago, guys. This was before Dark Side War. So that's how long ago it's been. So I'm talking to him, you know, I'm like, man, I'm a huge fan. I forget what I had originally seen him on. I think it was Batman. I think he was doing Batman covers. They were fucking amazing.
Did he do the button at this point?
He did. No, he was getting ready to do the button.
Ah.
So as I'm talking to him, he's like, man, I'm kind of doing something, you know, it's kind of hush hush right now. And I'm like, oh, are you getting ready to do did DC introduce the Watchmen into the DC universe thing? And he went, and Sam went, I think that's what he's doing. And he went, I don't know what I should say right now. I'm like, you said enough, man. So we ended up talking a little bit longer. I was never going to out him. I was never going to get him in trouble. I'd never do that to him.
No, you can't blow him up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, dude. Not like they would ever fucking got rid of him, because Marvel would have been like, oh, come over here, little buddy. We got you. Mm-hmm. But he signed my prints. I bought a big print from him. He signed my print to the Blazing Defender, the man who knew too much.
That's great.
Oh, I got it. Where's it at? Oh, well, fuck. I said I did.
Is it out of frame?
Oh, no, here it is. Nah, it's out of frame. It's right here.
No.
It's from The Dark Knight Returns, where he's riding the horse. But it says it up in the corner. To the man who knew too much, Jason Fabok.
There you go.
But anyway, he's amazing. And dude, the reason I say this is at the firehouse the other day, I reread 10 issues. I believe it's 10 full issues of prologues and everything of Dark Side War. It's fucking amazing. Jeff Johns, Jason Fabok, check that out. You will not be disappointed. It's huge, huge, huge DC action with beautiful fucking grotesquely awesome art. And Darkseid, Anti-Monitor, Justice League, Crime Syndicate. If you guys have never seen Crime Syndicate in the Evil Justice League, oh yeah, they're in it too.
There's it's so amazing. Many versions of those guys.
Oh, dude, this is Owlman. Fucking love Owlman. Like, you think Bruce Wayne's a dick? You think Batman's a dick? No, 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 no.
Let me introduce you to Thomas Wayne Jr.
Owlman's like, you think that guy's a dick? Hold my beer, motherfucker. Like, I'm going to show you dickhead. But he's amazing. It's really good. It's a really good book. Well, look, man, we've been going for about an hour and 25 minutes. Yeah. I want to thank the chat, man. You guys are fucking awesome. You're always my co-host. I tell you this all the time, guys. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Even when I do my own show, my solo show, you all are always my co-host. So I always appreciate the chat. I love the comments. You can always ask me questions. Please, please, please hit that bell. Subscribe. Hit that bell. You'll get a notification every time I go live. I really, really appreciate it. Casey, my man, tell people where they can find you at.
You can find me pretty much every Thursday night at about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/badcoyotefunky. It's a Nerd News Roundtable podcast. We don't quite get as deep dive on the comic book stuff over there, but we'll talk movies and TV shows and all that jazz. Tomorrow night, we're talking about Castlevania Season 3.
Nice.
And maybe a couple other things. Who knows? I haven't looked at the show notes yet.
Good deal.
So I'm not prepared.
Fast and loose, baby. That's how we do it.
That's it. You got to play it off the cuff.
You're on Twitch. You guys are on Twitch too, right?
Well, yeah, I gave the Twitch.
Oh, you did give. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's right there. Fuck, it's right there in front of me.
It's right in there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I seen y'all pop up the other day. Yeah,
Debo's got our number. So we do a live... We do a live video show much like this, but if you want to catch any previously recorded and much better edited stuff that you can listen to later, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the, you know, pretty much any iHeartRadio, all places where podcasts are sold. You can definitely find us on the internet because we have probably the most unforgettable name after the Blazing Defender, of course.
No, that's, yo, you're right. Bad Coyote Funky is fucking awesome. I love it. Guys, I am the Blazing Defender. This is my live show. This is my new live show that I'm doing now. The Blazing Defender assembles. Blazing Defenders assembles. This is a show I've been wanting to do for a long time. We have like minds with, I know a lot of guys. I made the guest list the other day. I have 12 people in rotation, and I have some fucking guests coming, guys. And I'm talking about, like, big-time players in the industry, too. Some familiar faces. Casey and Dennis are always going to be mainstays. Tony, we're going to definitely have him back on again. But I'm talking Philip Kennedy Johnson, Jay Leaston, Steve McNiven. I mean, I've got some guys that have already said yes to coming on, and they're going to be great shows. Just fast and loose. Like I said, we're just going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Now, my Blazing Defender report, comic book report, that is where I talk about movie news, TV news, comic news, and then at the end, I give you my top 5 comic books for the week. I read comics every week. I let you know what I think you guys might like. If you're a new comic book reader or a comic book aficionado like Casey, you could find something about my show that you would probably like. And I tell you what, guys, a little call to action. If you could leave me a 5-star review, or you know what? I don't give a fuck. If you think I'm 3 stars, I'm good with that. Leave me a 3-star review on iTunes. I'm also on Anchor. Anchor is the host. It goes to all the podcatchers. So wherever you listen to podcasts at, you'll be able to find the Blazing Fender Comic Book Report. And, of course, I do my live show on Twitch. Love it if you're part of the chat. That is fantastic. That's my jam. I love it. And check out my man Debo's The Great Superhero Debates 2. It is a Facebook page that covers everything in pop culture. Sports, streaming, movies, comics, toys.
He is anything. On the money. How does he have the time?
I don't know. Gentlemen. I don't know. Like, I see it on his page before I see it on IGN or Comic Book Report or...
He's like, the source of all my news.
I know, dude. It's amazing. Like, I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know this happened. You know, like, yeah. So please check out the Great Superhero Debates. It's a great page that keeps you up to date. On the Blazing Defender page, I will post some shit I get from Debo. I basically steal it from his page and put it on mine. But I also tell you when you can catch me live. So be looking for the Instagram and all that. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much for being here for this. I don't even want to call it a beta test because this is what it's going to be. This is exactly what this show is going to be. I hope you got here for the beginning because it was really, really good. And I want to tell you this because Casey was there before the show. We were waiting on Dennis, which obviously never fucking showed up.
Well, Dennis, yeah, Dennis the Gimp is the last. Yeah,
Dennis the Gimp. At the beginning of the show, you'll see the Gimp in the corner. That's fucking Dennis. Me, Casey, and Tony were having this great conversation, and I'm like, oh my God, this is what I wanted for the show. Like, and we still did it, but I would have liked to have had that first part too. That was really good shit. But Tony's going to be back, so we'll get to do it again. Guys, again, thank you so much. Appreciate your support always. Casey, I want to thank you, sir, for being on. A lot of fun, man. I had a ball.
I wouldn't be much of a loyal sidekick if I wasn't
at your beck and call. That's right, brother. And I appreciate you. All right, guys. And right now, I always kind of like to end my show on a positive note. The world is a uber crazy place right now, right? Like, with fucking viruses canceling everything. And so wash your fucking hands. Get your toilet paper. I still don't know what that's all about, but everybody bought all the fucking toilet paper. It's crazy. But it's a crazy, crazy place right now. Just be nice to people, okay? Like, pay it forward a little bit. Hold the door open for somebody. Tell somebody they look nice. Help an old lady fucking across the street. I don't care. Just do something nice. The world needs more kindness, and we can start it right here. And, guys, thank you again for all the kind words for the show. Really, really appreciate it. For that, TV's Casey and Blazing Defender, we're out of here, guys. Peace.